What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Scott in Dallas. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, this call goes out to that caller that was needing some legal help. And if he will tune in Thursday and Friday nights to ruleoflawradio.com at 8 o'clock Texas time, you can talk to Randy Kelton. It's a call-in show, too. And this is where we've been talking about, you know, taking the law and using their own laws against them. He's actually working with a great appeals guy, too, now. We've been putting together a system. I told you about him about 2 years ago and get him on your show and stuff, and y'all were talking, but it never occurred, which is a shame because, you know, it's kind of the one thing that I see a lot with the truth movement. A lot of people don't want to let other people onto the show to start spreading the information that people desperately need. And it just, I mean, I had my own YouTube channel. It got shut down. How many people do you think stepped up and invited me to come back onto a show? Only one, and that was the guy. He created a show after I got deleted and scrubbed from the internet because he was wanting to get me back on just to, you know, hear what we had to say, because we're taking their own laws and using them against them. It's their code.
Okay, well, like Scott, okay, give us the dates, the time, and the name of the show one more time.
It's ruleoflawradio.com, Thursday and Friday nights at 8 o'clock. It's a call-in show with Randy Kelton. And he's been a mentor of mine for over 5 years now, and he's done a lot of work in a lot of areas. And people probably heard of Eddie Craig through YouTube. He does some. He's on the same channel as, you know, Randy Kelton on Rule of Law Radio. But yeah, knowledge is power, and once you start taking this and taking the fight back to these people, then you see they have no subject matter jurisdiction. Government is, you know, basically government is mind control. Govern, control, ments of the mind. It's all mind control.
Yeah, and it's what they do. Anyway, Scott, need to let you go. Got more news I got to cover here. So thank you for the phone call, and I'll try and tune in. It has to be Friday night. So thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. All right, getting on back to the kids from Covington Catholic High School. Apparently, their lawyer has released a 14-minute video basically illustrating all the lies that came out of Nathan Phillips and the corporate media. And it's just very obvious. I mean, the corporate media, they had their agenda. Ooh, white kids, MAGA hats. We've got to demonize them, make them look bad. Oh, poor Nathan Phillips. He's a Vietnam veteran, and they're harassing him. And it was completely the opposite. And it led to this nationwide frenzy. And now the families of these kids are working hard to try and hold the media accountable. Over in Great Britain, there is a new concern being expressed that boys are falling behind at school academically. And apparently, according to Mary Curnock Cook, who was chief executive of UCAS until last year, said the problem is that attempts to help boys academically are always attacked by the feminists. And that talking about boosting the academic performance of boys is considered an unfashionable topic. And in fact, it's becoming normalized that the school should just focus on the girls and focus on the girls and focus on the girls and just leave the boys to wither there. So anyway, all right, getting into corporate media here, computers anyway. Facebook and Twitter delete thousands of disinformation accounts without proof. This happened last Thursday, where they announced they'd taken down thousands of accounts they claimed to be connected with attempted influence campaigns by Iran, Venezuela, and Russia. Apparently just because they thought it might be. They don't really have any proof. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleicher, said in a blog post Thursday that the company had removed a total of 783 pages, groups, and accounts for engaging in coordinated, inauthentic behavior tied to Iran, 262 pages, 356 accounts, and three groups, as well as 162 accounts on Instagram. So the censorship is out there. Twitter, meanwhile, has banned 2,000 pro-Maduro Twitter accounts to support the demands for regime change. They want people going to Twitter to see, you know, the anti-Maduro tweets, but they're banning the pro-Maduro accounts. That's meddling in the policies, politics of a foreign nation. And again, Twitter is claiming, well, obviously these 2,000 accounts were part of a state, you know, operation, was in by Venezuela's government to conduct information operations against a foreign country, meaning us, the United States. Now, there's been an interesting little development. As you know, corporate media, corporate social media, rather, has come under a lot of criticism lately for all of this takedown and deplatforming and so-called fact-checking, where it turns out the fact-checkers have a built-in liberal bias. We know that the latest attempt to put censorship right on your device, NewsGuard, automatically greenlights all the corporate media and all the conservatives, and red lists anybody who doesn't go along with the current status quo. But apparently over at Facebook, two of their four fact checkers, Snopes and the Associated Press, have abruptly ended their fact checking relationship. And basically in a press release last Friday, Snopes said it had elected not to renew our partnership with Facebook while declining to reveal specifics. And apparently there was a report last December that the two-year relationship between Facebook and its fact checkers was in disarray. And I would imagine that part of the problem is with four different fact checkers and each with their own agenda, there were probably a lot of arguments going on about, you know, who was going to get red listed and who was not. Anyway, I don't use social media anymore. My wife is starting to. I have to have some lessons about that. Now, over in Russia, a company called Rostec, they're launching sales of Russia's new crypto phone, which is billed as being immune to hacking and wiretapping. And sales of the phone have started in Russia. Apparently the price of the device, it's not cheap. It's $1,200, but the phone is commercially available. And I imagine that probably the NSA are going to get very, very upset that there is yet another phone in the world that they can't break into, like the Huawei phones. Anyway. All right. Let's talk about Kratom. As you know, the FDA wants to schedule Kratom, which is a naturally occurring plant with analgesic properties. If you take enough of it, it's also psychoactive. And the National Institute on Drug Abuse is pointing out there have been a few deaths, but that was definitely deliberate overdose on the part of people who wanted to see flying pigs or something. So the biggest problem with Kratom, of course, is that it cuts into the money being made by the opiates. And so the FDA is caving into Big Pharma, and they're talking about banning it and scheduling it in order to protect Big Pharma profits. But there is a mounting pushback, quite a bit like when the FDA tried to schedule nanosilver or colloidal silver. And there was a public outcry, and the FDA said, all right, you can have your nanosilver back. And we may see it here a little bit. Now, Claire has taken Kratom. It took her 3 months after her back accident to actually get to see a doctor. And the Kratom was the only thing we could actually get to deal with her pain. Now she's got other stuff that the doctor gave her. But it is very, very useful. And we had a caller who called in the other day talking about the Sackler family, who is getting incredibly rich pushing opiates on the American people. And there's now a lawsuit against Purdue Pharmaceutical and members of the Sackler family saying that patients on higher dosages of OxyContin for long periods were at increased risk of serious side effects, including addiction. Yet they continued to promote the high doses as they yielded the most profit. And so it's all about the money, and they want to go on selling the opioids. And that's why they're opposed to Kratom, or in fact, they're opposed to any medication you can grow in your own backyard or make for yourself. The business model is to force you to buy everything that you need from some company somewhere, drinking water, clothing, whatever. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency is refusing to limit two toxic chemicals that are found in drinking water. And apparently, it's contaminating millions of Americans' tap water. And it's another failure by the Trump administration. So, apparently, the chemicals are known as PFOA and PFOS. They have been linked to kidney and testicular cancer, hypertension, and other ailments. Major chemical companies like 3M, as well as the Defense Department, would face billions of dollars in liability from aggressive efforts to regulate and clean up the chemical, which has contaminated groundwater near hundreds of military bases and chemical plants. But the Defense Department and 3M are getting off the hook. Getting back on to GMO, there was an article, we ran it at whatreallyhappened.com. I don't have it included here, but it was basically saying that doctors across the United States are alarmed at the large sudden increase in adult food allergies. And that may be linked to more vaccines. It could be linked to GMO. Now, as you know, there's been a big fight over GMO labeling and people being able to know what they're eating. But the Codex Alimentarius Commission and its various committees throughout the world want different labeling because GMO has got a negative connotation. So the labeling they prefer is the word biofortified. That's what they're going to use where labeling of some kind is required. They're not going to put GMO on there. They're going to say it's biofortified. So that's the word you need to look at. And again, the danger here is that there's really been no long-term human studies of what happens when you eat GMO food. Now, obviously, when you're cooking your food, the DNA gets destroyed. The altered genes get destroyed. The risk lies in protein malformation. Because when they go into a crop food, a crop and they alter a gene, they'll get a desired result. But because DNA is incredibly self-referential, you can get unexpected behavior elsewhere. Other modified proteins that could cause harm and may not manifest for years. Okay. So as we get closer to the end of the show, let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. The Midwest and Northeast are being ravaged by the polar vortex. There's a major winter storm just came onto the West Coast. Illinois has recorded its coldest temperature on record. Aurora, Illinois has recorded the coldest afternoon on record. Mail deliveries and flights have been canceled. Governors in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan have declared emergencies. That's how serious it is. Now, over the weekend, of course, we had Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil came on out and did not see his shadow, which tradition says means spring will be arriving here early. I don't really have a lot of confidence in the groundhog this year, but we'll see what happens with that. Over in Chicago, there have been these strange, loud sounds, and this polar vortex might be causing what are called frost quakes. And apparently, local news station WGN reported its viewers had heard frost quakes in the city overnight. Now, frost quakes or cryoseisms occur when water trapped underground freezes suddenly as the temperature drops, causing it to expand. Now, water is a rather unique material in that it expands as it freezes, becomes less dense. That's why the ice floats on top of your soda. Now, all that rapidly expanding water underground can split rocks and put stress on the soil, causing these cryoseisms. So it is really, really cold there. In fact, Chicago right now is colder than Antarctica. Of course, it is summer down in Antarctica, but still, for Chicago to be that cold, that is some serious, serious cold. Okay, Niagara Falls is now partially frozen. And apparently they had record-breaking minus 30-degree Fahrenheit temperatures. At least 21 people are dead. And apparently the cold has sparked a new crime wave in Chicago. Apparently there are these very comfortable Canada Goose coats. They're basically parkas. And they're lined with Canada Goose down, which is very insulating. The coats are very expensive. They sell for between $500 and $1,500. But apparently robbers are now stealing the coats during the cold wave, and they're using guns to get them. The coats are also seen as a status symbol, but I think maybe the cold has something to do with it here. Over in New Jersey, they actually had to shut down one of their nuclear reactors because it got so cold that the water flowing into the cooling system froze. The screens on the intake froze over, restricting the flow of water. And apparently a second unit at a station on the Delaware was temporarily closed for the same reason. So that is definitely very cold. Very cold. And I've got family up there in New England, and they're saying that, yeah, this is one of the worst winters they remember ever seeing. All righty. Now, apparently over in Great Britain, drivers got stranded for 12 hours straight as the heavy snow hit Cornwall. Apparently, a bus carrying 26 school children was rescued. Hundreds of cars literally were abandoned on Thursday night. 6 inches of snow fell in just 45 minutes, causing the travel disruptions. Apparently, the kids on the school bus had to be ferried to safety in 4x4 vehicles. And by the way, if you had, well, actually, we're coming up here on a commercial break. So we're going to take a moment here for some words from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Extend your life with Extender. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the intense cold. And it turns out it's having a serious effect on electric vehicles, whether all electric or hybrid. Apparently, the extremely cold temperatures are basically affecting the ability of the batteries to hold a charge. And apparently, people are complaining that battery range is draining. The Model 3 door handles are freezing up. And you're going to have to take extra special care of their battery-powered vehicles. So, apparently disgruntled owners of Model 3s have been all over social media and online forums talking about these issues. But it's not going to be just Tesla. It's going to be any car that has one of these batteries in it. Now, on the upside... There are companies that during the winter specialize in snow removal, and business is booming for them. You know, cars, homes, and driveways are covered in all this snow. And for a lot of people, it's just too much work for them to clean it away, and they depend on professionals to get it out there. So this is big business. They call it white gold, money falling from the sky. So, my brother has a snowplow on his pickup truck. He helps his neighbors clear their driveways here. Okay. The Insurance Bureau of Canada's decades-long campaign to raise alarms about the ravages of floods continued last week with an appearance by Blair Feltmate. This is a favorite star climate change witness for the biggest insurers at the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority's annual meeting. Now, apparently, what was going on there is they were trying to basically hype up the idea that you should have climate insurance, that you would have insurance that would pay off if the climate changed and caused you harm. And the big one, of course, is climate change melts the glacier up at the top of the mountain, your home gets flooded. But apparently CBC has recently had to admit that it wrongly reported these hyped up climate risks. So they have a little bit of egg on their face. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, remember last week she came on out and said the world has only 12 years left to live before climate change destroys us. And she's now blasting the tech giants for allowing both sides of the climate change debate to be heard. She's literally demanding online censorship of climate skeptics. So it's not going to stop with just Israel or GMO. Now they want to silence climate skeptics. And all we're doing, we're asking some very reasonable questions. Like, if the world is getting warmer, why are we getting these hard winters? And by the way, I did see an article in the corporate media where they were trying to explain how the polar vortex is caused by, you know, the Arctic getting so hot, and that that's what brings cold air down here. And it really doesn't make much sense at all. I mean, the Arctic ice mass has set a new record. And we know what's going on. We know that the sun is going into a new modern minimum, or they're calling it the grand solar minimum. It's going to be with us for a few years here. The global warming carbon Nazis do not want to give up. Now, Rachel Maddow, a lot of people like her. I used to, not as much anymore. But apparently, when she was reporting last week on MSNBC about this cold snap, she couldn't resist doing the booga booga about, you know, how Russia could, you know, knock out our power grid and leave millions of Americans vulnerable to the cold. So she was out there doing that booga booga, and it led Pace Magazine to lead their story with, has Rachel Maddow entered her InfoWars period? And I don't think it's a fair comparison, but for Rachel Maddow to do that, yeah, I mean, can't you just leave Russia alone and report on the weather? Okay, now the hard reality is CO2 Science brought up a paper in Nature Communications using satellite images. They found an 8% increase in woody vegetation in sub-Saharan Africa over the last three decades, underscoring the global greening trade. That's what happens when you get more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's not a toxin. It's plant food. So the Sahara Desert has shrunk by 8%. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones now, starting with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. You mentioned that CBC article where they were basically bamboozled. And the fellow that did that, his name was Blair Feltmont.
Yes.
Sorry. And, you know, that's important. We need to say his name. And you said something about the Sahara shrinking.
Yes.
Today, this morning on the CBC, the very same propaganda outlet you mentioned earlier, it says rising CO2 won't make trees grow more. Study suggests.
Now, that's a flat-out lie. I mean, rising CO2 levels make all plants grow faster. In fact, commercial greenhouses artificially add CO2 to their atmosphere inside to make the plants grow faster. But that, I mean, that's just utterly ridiculous.
Yes, that's why they use study suggests, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, anybody that can't see through that, well, it's too late. But here we go some more. This afternoon I was driving, and I heard on the radio them pushing something called Russia Rising. I sent you the link in an email, and they were actually this was actually a commercial, you know, pushing this stuff on a radio station where I live. I've never heard this before, Mike. And I mean ever. So it just goes to show you how far they're going now. So, you know, Russia rising. Oh, my goodness. They have to be contained.
Yeah, well, that's the propaganda. Russia's a threat. China's a threat. You know, they're a threat to our way of life, which, you know, we were all getting along just fine and dandy. And then somebody decided, well, you know, we're going to have to conquer the world and remake it in the image of post-World War II America.
Yes, and those goons that actually go along with it have to, you know, they have to remember something. Where do you think these people's gaze will fall after they get all the leaders in place that they want? Where will it fall?
Yeah.
It's going to fall on the useless eaters. The people that, you know, are obviously not needed anymore because of automation. If they're willing to take out a leader right in front of everybody, they won't stop at anything. You know, it's kind of creepy to think that stuff, but I mean, based upon what's happened throughout history, I can't help but, you know, follow the logic. And that's what I see.
Well, there have been some very dark times in history, like, you know, the Inquisition, the witch hunts, and we know that humans can be driven to acts of extreme barbarism by their political leaders, religious leaders, and it's hard to know. I mean, to me, it almost feels like we're descending into a new Dark Ages, and, you know, you look at what's going on in our country with all this incited race hate, these ridiculous abortion laws, you know, abortion at time of birth, the liberal hypersensitivity to everything, getting your knickers in a twist about something that happened 30 years ago in a medical school yearbook. I mean, it just feels like the chaos is building on a daily basis, and I don't know when it's going to break, but something has to let go.
I agree. And you know, these abortion laws, it just goes to show you how very little respect they actually have for life.
Yes. You know, and this Virginia governor was a pediatric neurologist. I mean, his medical background was taking care of kids. And then he turns around and he says this.
Yeah. Well, Cuomo is a Catholic.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm missing something.
Well, what's really amazing is how many clergy have come on out and saying that Planned Parenthood is doing sacred work. And it's almost like while they flood in the Central Americans to this country, they want to get rid of all the white people, even after they've been born.
Wow. It's amazing. Yeah, you know, I never thought of it that way, but now that you have actually said it, yeah, that scares me even more. You know what, Mike? I'm glad I'm not a newborn, or I mean, well, that too. But I'm glad I'm not a lot younger than I am.
I'm the other way. I'd like to be a lot younger than I am right now, because these days I'm really feeling my age. Anyway, Al,
yeah.
Thanks an awful lot.
Thank
we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Michael, I was watching one of the sports cable networks, and they were saying if the Rams had won the Super Bowl, only 20% of their players would have went to the White House. Not if the Patriots won the Super Bowl, thank God, 80-90% of them players are going to go to see Trump in the White House, which I think is kind of ironic. And speaking of that, I was listening to another radio show talking today. They're talking about Los Angeles has 2.6 million illegals in that city. Michael, how can that be? Is that possible? I think, and I want you maybe can do some study on that. How can there be 2.6 million in one city and nothing's getting done? They're not being rounded up and deported. Because that, right, like you were talking the other day, Texas had, what, 96,000 that voted illegally? You're talking
yep.
over 2.5 million people in a city of Los Angeles that are illegally in the state, in the country of the United States, in California, Mexifornia. And then you got what Hannity said, there's like 5.8 million or close to 6 million in the state illegally. I mean, in one state, you almost got 6 million illegals, and most of them live in L.A. What is going on here? What is going on? Where's the ICE to see all that? And our government, Pentagon, doesn't know how many illegals are in the city of L.A.? And you got then politically in a football, a Super Bowl game, you got most of the players in L.A. say they wouldn't go see Trump in the White House, but the Patriots are the opposite. They have 80% of them guys will go see Trump, 90%. What is going on here? I mean, you talk about a country divided. And, Michael, the reason I really called your show is I wanted to ask you, because you're pretty good at this, what's going to happen with England with Brexit? I hear something about the Queen might have to get stepped down or something. What did I hear about? Something about the Queen might have to...
Well, the Queen is starting to get involved. You know, she's playing the role of, you know, matriarch, saying, children, please play nice. but there is some talk that the Queen may get dragged into the Brexit debate. Now, there's nothing about Brexit that would make the Queen step down. Theresa May, on the other hand, she may be looking at a pink slip.
Yeah, but Michael, England's been invaded by Muslims. At London, I heard London is almost 70% Muslim. The mayor's a Muslim. And the Queen better watch out because, you know, it's like when they built the wall around the Vatican. Why did they build the wall around the Vatican? To keep the Moors out, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was to keep the Moors from invading Rome and sacking the place.
Well, it was for general protection. That was one of the reasons. But if you look at the history of the papacy, you know, the Pope always had to be concerned about making a mistake and the congregation deciding, you know, to whack him. And if you ever visit the Vatican, and in fact, it's even in the movie Angels and Demons, where there's this little over the street walkway. It goes for a couple of blocks from the Vatican itself to the Castle San Angelo, which was used as a fortress and a prison. And that's where the Pope could hold on up if he outraged the congregation.
Yeah, well, you know, Michael, let me ask you, tomorrow Trump's going to give the speech.
I think
Wednesday he's got to build the wall. I tell you, bring the Army Corps engineers, build the wall, and he literally can't give DACA. DACA cannot be given. He's got to say, I rescind DACA, everybody's going back.
Yeah.
I tell you, if they cave in on this, it's gonna be over for the, like you were mentioning, it's gonna be over for the Anglos in this country. I really believe that because
if Trump doesn't get these illegal voters to stop voting, we're going to become a one party nation like the former Soviet Union because the GOP is just going to fade away.
Definitely, Michael, and I know a few people where I'm at. There are Venezuelan, and they do love this country, but they love their country even more. And they want to go back there to a free society where they have a democracy. But I know I've talked to some Venezuelans that I know, and yeah, they love everything the United States has done for them. They don't want to be here. They want to go back to their country and make it great, like Trump's trying to do here, as far as, you know, being proud of your nationality, your nationalism, your flag, and everything. But they're being here because of communism. You know, they keep saying that Venezuela, that's not socialism, that's communism. That's a dictatorship, and most of the people in Venezuela are starving. I mean,
Venezuela's been targeted by, you know, decades of U.S. economic war. I mean, this goes back to when Hugo Chavez was there, and the issues were that Venezuela was selling its oil for currencies other than the dollar. They were actually able to sell oil in the United States for less than American oil companies could. And I remember there was the last time that we had a really hard winter, Venezuela actually donated fuel oil to make sure that everybody had heating in the United States.
That's right. I remember that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Michael, what really is the most mind-blowing thing to me is when you got guys like Schumer and Pelosi – and you got Netanyahu in Israel telling Trump, "Oh, our wall works perfect, but we can't have you." But Pelosi and Schumer are saying, "You can't have a wall in the southern border of the United States." But here you got this guy Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, saying, "Our wall looks perfect." Well, why don't we use their plans and then build the same wall they got? Have the same technology as Israel?
Yeah, I mean, that would certainly make a lot of sense. I mean, look at the wall along Mexico's southern border. Look at the one that got built basically across Europe. It's just basically, you know, chain link fence with concertina wire on the top. and it's going to be very, very difficult to get over. But the problem is, we've got to do something. We can't just go on the way we are right now. We're talking, you know, literally a $1 trillion hit to our economy. We're talking threat to public health from all these illnesses that used to be eradicated in this country, and they're coming back in, and the doctors are really happy because it means they can sell more medicine. But it's not good for the American people. Sorry?
Yeah, Mike, one more thing. This governor of Virginia, Michael, the Republican Party had pictures of him, I guess, when they were running against this guy, but they didn't release him. And this guy became – he got elected as the governor, and now you got the lieutenant governor. He has a sexual harassment charge on him. And these people in Virginia, which used to be a kind of a red state, now it's a total blue state. I wonder what's going to happen now. The Republicans actually sold their own guy out because they wouldn't release a picture of this guy in blackface or something. I heard that story on Breitbart yesterday, I think it was. And they're talking about this. The GOP knew that this guy had a picture about that, but they would release it. So I'm wondering what's going to happen with that story. That's another crazy story I've heard on Breitbart. Gee whiz. Okay.
Well, the last I've heard is Democrats are calling on the governor to resign. He's saying he won't resign. So we'll see where that goes.
Right, right. All right. Thank you, Michael. Great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, there was maybe a slip up. But apparently, remember Cheryl Atkinson, two-time Emmy Award-winning TV news anchor? And she used to be with CNN, then CBS. Now she has a show on ABC. And basically posted about this story that came on out that during the recent measles epidemic in New York, in 90 of the 124 cases of measles, the patients had been vaccinated for measles. And again, it raises the possibility. Are these attenuated pathogens actually producing a herd immunity? Is herd immunity even real? Or are these vaccines actually causing illness? Now, Cheryl Atkinson has covered vaccines for decades now. She was one of the first to question Merck's Gardasil, along with Katie Couric. So, all right, getting on down to Africa, the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo continues to worsen. And they're saying it's absolutely vital that everybody be prepared. In just one day, they recorded 7 new cases. There are now 743 people have been infected. 461 of those have died. So we're looking at a mortality rate of above 50%. So this is a nasty one. It's not as bad as the Mayinga. That one was a slate wiper, better than 90% mortality. The real concern that they have in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the World Health Organization is how many of these infected people are getting close or already in urban areas that are also transportation hubs. And because of all the violence in the region, it's been hard to contain infected people because they're always running. They're running to stay safe from the violence here. Apparently in South Sudan, they're now using Merck's unlicensed trial vaccine for Ebola. And this began just about a week ago. And they're concerned that the disease is going to cross the border. Alrighty, do you remember the X-37B? That's that cute little robotic space shuttle. Looks like the baby brother to the original space shuttle, but it's unmanned. Still got the tiles all over it. It has now spent 500 days in orbit. And, of course, we still have no idea what it's doing up there. There is a suggestion that it is going to be a future part of the U.S. Space Force that Donald Trump has been talking about. So... anyway. Remember that big meteor that came down over Russia a couple of years ago? Shattered windows, shockwaves all over. They had one come down over western Cuba, and it was loud enough to be heard in the Florida Keys. And it also shattered windows, made extremely loud sounds. Somebody's throwing rocks at us up there. All right, we're coming up here on our last commercial break, followed by our last segment of today's program, and we will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And if you ever go to London, and I know it's kind of dicey under current events, but if you go, you have to make a point of visiting the British Museum, and you'll see a lot of very wonderful things, let's be honest, looted from around the world. And among them are what are called the Elgin marbles. And the Elgin marbles used to be the carved statue decorations at the top of the Parthenon. And Britain basically took them, brought them back to the museum. They're on display there, and you can see them. Greece, of course, has been asking for them back, saying that, you know, it's their cultural treasure, and Great Britain basically committed a crime in stealing them. And, of course, this all happened back in the 1800s. But the British Museum director, Hartwig Fisher, drew a backlash for saying that the removal of the marbles from Greece was a creative act and they won't be returned. He's saying that the shifting of the marbles from their original environment is also a creative act. Now, apparently, basically, he's saying Britain might loan some of these artifacts back to Greece, but only when Athens recognized the British Museum's ownership of them. That is just really tacky. Just tacky here. Okay, somebody just sent me this cool little article. We were talking before about Punxsutawney Phil and Groundhog Day, and he didn't see his shadow, and therefore, according to him, spring will be arriving early. And apparently, this is a serious enough subject where somebody has been keeping track of whether Phil is accurate or not. And as it turns out, not very. In fact, Phil is right 39% of the time, which means effectively he's guessing, or whoever's holding him is guessing, because all the groundhog does is sit there and squirm in the gloves. And it really is a matter of, is it cloudy? He doesn't see a shadow. Is the sun out? He sees a shadow. Now, in my family in New Hampshire, Groundhog Day was a big deal. We would have Groundhog Day cakes, little tinfoil groundhog covered with chocolate frosting on that. But apparently Phil is not very good as a climatologist or a weather predictor. I think the cold is going to continue, and I think you should all be, if you live in the Midwest, if you live in the Northeast where all of this is happening, you should be really taking care of preparations. Be prepared. Don't take a chance going outside without proper warm clothing. People have literally frozen solid in this cold. So, be careful. We need all of you. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to... I got to do Jim Goddard this morning. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. And donate to RBN. Donate to What Really Happened. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.